What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, and welcome to the In Pursuit Podcast. This is the place where we will be discussing all things that fear has kept us from. So if you're ready, let's go ahead and get started. Get your notes out, get your papers out, get your pens, because we're going after everything that God has for us. You ready? Let's go. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Drea, back with another episode of the In Pursuit Podcast. First and foremost, let me tell y'all how the enemy tried to play me this morning. Gub recorded the episode, edited it, went to go upload it. Boom, computer crash. Then when I finally get my computer to come back up, episode gone, not even saved. I'm sitting there looking stupid. I'm mad at this point. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, spent my little time with God. You know what I'm saying? I was in the spirit. Your girl was in the spirit. Now I'm here again, 12:30 at night, trying to record this episode, trying to get it out for you guys so it'll be up for Tuesday. So yeah, honestly, y'all, I wasn't really talking about anything like spectacular or moving or, you know, miraculous as, you know, we usually talk about things on this podcast. But first and foremost, it's kind of a good thing that I waited to record this podcast because I definitely want to give a shout out to a couple of people. Like, man, y'all don't know, like God really be moving, like really, really, really be moving. And I've had numerous people come up to me, not even come up to me, but you know what I'm saying. I've had a couple of people tell me that they either found out about my podcast through somebody or they knew who I was by being in other people's societies or memberships along the way, or, you know, like just different people from different places. Somebody from Toronto, like Canada, hit me up in a DM and called me and really was like just telling me and pouring out to me, like, you know, what you said on this episode really hit home for me, or you said this in this episode and it really spoke to me and I really feel like God speaking through you to me, this and this and that. And I'm just sitting up there like, man, God, that's what you're doing. Like, we moving. Okay, we moving. So I gotta get with it. Like, I can't even tell y'all, like, I can't even describe what I'm feeling. I can't describe that feeling. You know what I'm saying? All I can do is just give God thanks and give him gratitude and really just acknowledge that that's all him. That's not me. I mean, I know you guys probably listen to this podcast and, you know, you feel as though you kind of can connect with me in a way. And that's all good. But just understand, like, I'm just being obedient. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally just on this podcast saying what he wants me to say, doing what he wants me to do. And I've been, you know, like I said in my last episode, I'm starting to see the fruit of that. So this acknowledgement that you guys are giving me, like, it's so humbling. It's so mind blowing. Like, I don't really be knowing what to say to y'all. Like, I be like, oh, I did say that, huh? I be like, oh, I did say that, did I? Oh, I don't even remember, you know? So, I'm just grateful. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to all y'all listening. Shout out to all of y'all that's sharing, that's leaving a review, that's participating in all my events. Like, the support is real, man. I can't describe the feeling. Like, I'm just really like, I'm on a high. I'm not even lying. Especially going through this Pursuing Me challenge, like, seeing these women be transformed and seeing these women like really give their hearts and their minds to God just by the resources that we're giving them, you know, whatever God tells myself and my partner to do, we literally do it. And we've been seeing like growth from ourselves, our businesses, and the women that we pour into during this challenge each day. So, man, I'm just humbled. I'm just blessed. I really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for y'all support, man. I can't say it enough. And I know God is taking this platform and he's taking this podcast to a completely higher level. So this is only the surface, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to acknowledge you all for a second, you know what I'm saying? Like, before this podcast takes off, before God sends me into whatever direction he needs me to, go, before anything happens, you know, I just want to acknowledge the viewers and the listeners that I have right now. Like, y'all really have a special place in my heart. So yeah, thug tears. But yeah, I just wanted to come on here and kind of just let you guys know about some changes that I'm going to be making. Not even changes, but I'm just going to start implementing a few things into the podcast. This podcast started off with the concept of me, you know, talking about entrepreneurship, talking about all aspects of my entrepreneur journey. So, you know, my music, my TV and film, my membership that I'm rolling out next month, just all aspects of my entrepreneurial journey. The concept was for me to talk about those things specifically, but honestly, God just really had his way. Like, he needed me to get some things out in the open. He needed me to speak on some things. He needed to continue to develop me. He needed to put some things in me. I needed to go through those changes, those growing pains, per se. So now I'm to the point, I really feel like I've been released in a sense. So the direction of this podcast is about to go like this, shouty. We about to get into some entrepreneurship. We about to talk about it. We about to talk about the journey. We're about to help some women. We're about to bring some people on to this podcast. We're about to share, because I know it's just been me and you all, but we're about to share the podcast with some people, and we're going to talk about entrepreneurship. I want to have some guests on here, women who have expertise in different industries. God has really been leading me into the media industry. And if you all don't know, from my previous episodes, I am a media personality for a company here in Baton Rouge called The Antidote. I basically interview different people, entrepreneurs, local artists, whatever. But since COVID-19, I haven't been able to do that. I've only had experience interviewing people in person. So God threw me into that, and I'm just like, oh, okay, well, this is what we doing. All right, I guess I'm a media personality now. So I haven't had experience just interviewing people outside of a formal setting. So during the quarantine, it's been kind of rough as far as finding inspiration and not feeling discouraged from it, because like I said, God kind of put me in this position, and as soon as I got comfortable, you know, COVID hit. So now I'm to the point where I am just, I guess, rebranding myself as a media personality. I'm getting more involved in other things as far as you know, interviews go. I know the Instagram live interviews are popular now. It's really all you can do. So I'm looking to implement that on my social media as well. I actually attended a virtual conference this weekend. And when I tell y'all, this conference was so inspiring. It was so just exactly what I needed. It was the push that I needed to really understand what God was trying to do in me in this season. This conference was called the Black Girls in Media Conference, and they do have an Instagram page. So if you're interested in media, or you want to just learn more about different trades and different jobs and things like that in the media business, head over to Black Girls in Media. So they had a conference, they had a lot of panelists, they had I know Pretty V was one of the panelists. They had a wardrobe stylist. I forgot her name and her Instagram. I think her name was like Araya, I think. But just different women in media, different women that are using their platforms to just elevate themselves and elevate their gifts and their talents. So they was on the panel. A couple of people from the music industry was on the panel. a lot of women, they had a lot of people in the chat. So, you know me, I'm networking. I'm like, hey, how y'all doing? My name is Drea K or whatever like that. I'm a media personality for The Antidote. You want to check out my interviews? Here's the link. You want to check out my podcast? Here's a link. You want to check out my Instagram page? Here's a link. You want to check out my website? Here's a link. Like, I'm in them comments, like, really networking. Like, hey, how you doing? And I made so many connections. So, but yeah, overall, it was a great conference. I would definitely attend something like that again. But after the conference, like, it really just showed me the different possibilities that I hold by being in media, by being in the position that I'm in now. God has really been pushing me in this direction, really leading me to be in media, whether it's, you know, doing this podcast or doing face-to-face interviews, doing some type of interview. He wants me to utilize the media space for his glory. So y'all know, and if you are familiar with my interviews, I do, you know, talk about God. So there's this book called The Seven Mountain Prophecy, and I've been reading it, and it basically talks about the Elijah Revolution. And if y'all don't know what the heck I'm talking about, get the book or just really seek some information on it. But in this book, a prophet prophesied and said that the Elijah Revolution was going to come into fruition. And the revolution was basically going to be these evangelists, prophets, people of God, women of God, men of God. They were going to take over the seven mountains of influence, media being the first mountain. And the more I'm reading this book, the more I'm understanding why God has me in this position. We all know media, whether it's TV, radio, whatever, any type of media, social media, the enemy has really corrupted it. The enemy has really just been running amok in the media industry. And God is basically sending people like myself into these mountains of influence, and this book is basically teaching us how to take over these mountains of influence, how to prepare ourselves, how to be ready, how to seek God and find out which mountain of influence we even, you know, are going to be conquering. So it's no coincidence that I'm a media personality. It's not a coincidence that I'm on this podcast every Monday talking to you guys. It's no coincidence that after being in this conference on a weekend, I got such inspiration and such motivation to do more and more. So yeah, I want to bring people on this podcast. I want to expand my reach. I want to be able to get on different platforms and talk about God. Like, that's all I be want to talk about. Like, of course, fashion, TV, film, movies, music, everything like that, of course. But the foundation is always going to be God. You know what I'm saying? So I feel so worthy. Like, I feel so honored that God would just, you know, choose me to even have such a career, to even have such a position, or to be in such a position. So yeah, God has really been telling me to walk into what he's calling me to do. In the last episode, I talked about my spiritual gifts coming alive, and they're coming, they're becoming stronger and stronger each day. And I'm learning how to handle them. I'm learning how to operate, I should say. I'm learning how to operate in those gifts each and every day. So I feel God moving, you know, point blank period. So when he move, I move. Just like that. Okay. And entrepreneurship is really the lane that he is calling me to be in. Now, I don't know exactly what that's going to come with, but I know it has to do with media. I know it has to do with me opening up my mouth, speaking about God. That's all I know right now. That's all he's giving me. So I'm just walking in that. I really wanted to just come on here and encourage you all to walk in the light, walk in what God is calling you to do, walk in, whether it's a job or if it's a position or if it's just new territory. God is just, you know, giving you new territory. He's just giving you new responsibilities. He's giving you new perspective. Like, just walk in that and walk boldly. The concept of this podcast was to talk about the things that fear has kept us from. And to be honest, being in front of the camera, doing things that he's calling me to do now, I had fear behind that. But I guess that's why I wasn't able to talk about my entrepreneurship journey in the beginning of the podcast stage, because I needed to get rid of that fear. And I want to help you all. You know, I want to help you all get rid of your fear. I hope that I can be an inspiration to you all just by listening to my story and hearing my journey, hearing the process, being a part of the process, really. So, yeah, that's where we're going with the podcast. I know you guys are going to love it. Like, hearing wisdom from different women, female entrepreneurs, people that have been doing this, you know what I'm saying? People that are actually living out their dreams and living in their purpose. Like, that's so inspiring. That's so encouraging. It don't matter what position you're in, just to hear somebody walk in their purpose. Like, who wouldn't want to listen to that? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to be doing that. The first person I'm going to be bringing on is my business partner, Victoria. I've been talking about her, I guess, the last two episodes or whatever, but she is a business coach slash faith coach, and she actually has a program that I'm in. I'm actually taking her program, and this program is phenomenal. If y'all really want to learn more about building your relationship with God, building a business God's way, or just having that type of accountability, man, make sure you join her program. I'm gonna put all of her information in the show notes. We are also coming up on the end of the Pursuing Me Challenge. I'm not sure when we're going to be doing the next one, but we definitely are going to be doing the next one. It just takes a lot of time to plan. It takes a lot of focus and attention, which is fine. But we're actually rolling out a membership next month, starting at the beginning of June. So if you all want to be a part of a community, if you want to have accountability with your journey and your relationship with God, join the membership. We are going to be doing master classes, classes like I did with Date Night with Drea, just like intimate settings. You know, we're going to be talking about some things. We're going to be having live discussions. We're going to be having daily devotionals, prayer calls, and a lot of content and resources will be shared with you all. So all of that information is going to be in the show notes as well. I'm excited. Like, I can't even tell y'all. Like, your girl really living this entrepreneur life. And like I said, I'm only touching the surface. Like, this is only the beginning. So, ooh, God been blowing my mind per usual. What else is new? But I'm really just walking in it. And I'm walking by faith and not by sight. I'm learning. I've learned how to walk by faith and not by sight. And y'all, it's real over here. I just want y'all to know. But that's all I wanted to come on here and talk to you guys about. It ain't nothing really deep today. Maybe next week. But yeah, y'all, this is literally like what obedience gets you. This is where obedience gets you. This walking in your purpose, being able to walk in your purpose, unfolding what your purpose is, like, all of this is really just a result of me building my relationship with God, like me really surrendering my plans for his plans. So yeah, walk in your boldness, walk into it, like, you got this, okay? So yeah, that's all I wanted to talk to you guys about on today. I hope this was encouraging. Make sure you share this podcast with your friends. We need some more subscribers over here. We need some more girls that's trying to win in life. So yeah, make sure y'all do that. Support your girl. If you haven't already, check out my website, www.dreakonline.com, as well as my Instagram page, Drea Story, DreasStory. And yeah, I'm gonna talk to y'all next week.